The Youth's Instructor, August 11, 1886. The Robe of Christ's Righteousness. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. The Robe of Christ's Righteousness is prepared for all those who will exchange their own sinful, filthy garments for the robe Jesus has prepared for them. This garment was furnished at great cost by the Son of God, and He presents it as a free gift to anyone, rich or poor, high or low, wise or ignorant, who will exchange his sin-defiled garments for this robe of matchless purity. And, my youthful readers, is it not a matter of great astonishment that every human being is not willing to make this exchange? But we see with sorrow many of our youth who wrap themselves in these sin-defiled garments and will cling to them and refuse the pure garments Jesus has purchased for them at the price of His own life. Can we wonder at the language of Paul when writing to some in similar circumstances? O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Christ hath evidently been set forth, crucified among you? It is the bewitching power of Satan that blinds the eyes of the understanding, so that sin does not appear exceeding sinful. The clinging to the defiled garments and refusing the pure, spotless robes of Christ's righteousness is the love of sin. Not one can stand before God at His appearing in these garments of sin. Jesus points you to the mansions that He is preparing for you. And He finally shows you that if you are to have this precious home, a home not made with hands, eternal in the heavens, you must be earnest in building up a character that will fit you for those mansions. He finally states that there entereth into the city nothing that defileth. All must be without spot who enter that haven of bliss. If you are to sit at Christ's table and feast on the provisions He has furnished at the marriage supper of the Lamb, you must have a special garment called the wedding garment, which is the white robe of Christ's righteousness. Everyone who has on this robe is entitled to enter the city of God. And if Jesus had not been very desirous you should have a place in the mansions He has gone to prepare for those who love Him, He would not, at so great an expense to Himself, have made all these arrangements that you might be happy and sit at His table and enjoy the home He has gone to prepare for His redeemed family. Your own garments are unclean, and your own spirit and habits are earthly and defiled. Jesus purposes that you lay these off and put on the garments clean and white which He has prepared for you. Will you lay off your self-righteous garments and accept of Jesus Christ as your Savior? In doing this, you accept the righteousness of the Lord Jesus, and, despising your own garments of sin and uncleanness, put on the garments of Christ's righteousness. John saw in holy vision a company round about the throne who had white robes, every one of them. And the question was asked John, "What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they?" And I said unto him, "Sir, thou knowest." And he said, "These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Jesus invites you to come to Him just as you are. You cannot have salvation unless you do come. Will you accept the invitation without delay? Come on the side of Christ. Jesus loves you and has expressed His love by dying upon the cross of Calvary that you might, through His merits, win eternal life. you cannot advance heavenward while you cling to your sins. Lay them on the sin-bearer and accept his righteousness. Then you can run in the way of God's commandments. But very many say they are following Christ and refuse to keep the commandments of God. They say this is unnecessary. Their disobedience and sin indulged make their work very heavy. Come to Jesus, but come in God's appointed way. Your will must be set aside. God's will must become your will, and God's ways your ways. Jesus lived a life of obedience to all his Father's commandments. He says, "I have kept my Father's commandments." If you follow Christ, you will walk in his footsteps. You will exemplify him in your life. And you will find that in the path of obedience, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Those who think they can come to Jesus while they are trampling under their feet the law of God are fatally deceived. You cannot disrespect or break God's holy law, by which is the knowledge of sin, and still have the favor of God. If you love God, you will be obedient to all his commandments, for his commandments are not grievous.